Hello. We're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, at www.bbsradio.com. What's your passion? What are you doing right at this moment? That is your passion. Your passion is exactly what you're doing at this precise second. What's taking up your time? What's taking up your thoughts? What's taking up your heart's desire, your feelings, your wants? Is what you are doing at the precise moment is your passion. Now, what I want to talk about this evening is what's your dig? What makes you feel good in life? What's your focus? So many people are out there doing the wannabes that they forget who they are. So we're going to focus in on self, each individual self tonight, because my clothes are getting the spiritual clothes, the little tag ripped out, and people are wearing my clothes, designer clothes, all over the universe. Yes, they are. Without putting my name out there and without putting the tag out there that they learned it from, a Bright Lights Pathfinders. Now, exposure time. The situation is that there are a lot of shadows walking around. Is it your shadow that the sun is shining upon or the moon? Or is it someone else's shadow? Are you always looking over your back? Are you always wondering if you're going to get caught? Are you always wondering if this is your material? Well, let me tell you, I've been around the internet since the internet started. I've been writing since I could write. And I have been evolved and awakened spiritually since age 1 1/2. It's time to be heard. Everyone, it's time to be heard. So listen up and tune in to this show, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, at www.bbsradio.com. Call-ins are welcome if the lines are open, because a lot of times the callers can't get through. They get a busy signal, even though I don't get any calls. The number is 888-815-9756. The other line to USA and Canada is 877-876-5227. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Now, what's your niche? What's your angle? What's your identity? And how do you awaken? How can you be in someone else's dream? Dreaming their dreams. How can you? Changing a word here and there, changing a dialogue a little bit, changing a voice a little bit, placing a TV show on the opposite end of a radio show. Which is it? Do you want to listen to the radio? Do you want to watch TV? Do you want to go outside? Do you want to drive a car? Listen, with your car, that is your pathway. That's your pathfinder's way, just like your feet. We've got to ground ourselves. What kind of car do you drive? What does it show? How cautious are you? It's just like this. There is screens in everything that keep the bugs and the debris out. There are screens on your windows. There is a windshield screen. There's a screen that you wear on your body, which are your clothing. And what you see is but a house. It's what our spirit wears, a part of us we're born with, the place where God is there. God created universal law. Our spirits are God within. It's the first cause which all things come, in which our spirits and lives begin. We are all a part of our bodies, spirit and high self that's good. We are connected to all connections. We are the same in the creation of God. For God is one, living everywhere. He gave us the choices. It's called his free will. God's law was for all spirits to give out to others and always share with acknowledgement. There's so many books coming out. Like, The books. I've got a book. It's like the books. Where are they putting them on the shelf? And another thing, I can put doctor in front of my name, too. I think I will, because I am a doctor. I'm a doctor of my own self. That's the doctor. What kind of doctor are you to yourself? And another thing, I'm on a roll tonight. I've got my mother voice on, the shield. God, the shield. Everybody going around reading everybody, doing everything, thinking and telling the same thing because people are so hungry to want to know what another person's going to tell them what to do because they're so afraid of doing it their own self. They got to go around getting to other people's identities and everything. How can people spit out readings right and left without shielding? I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't comprehend it. I don't grasp it because you get other people's energies on you. You get other people's entities on you, and it gets all mixed up and twangled up. There needs to be a color-coded condom for each person, and excuse me, but that is the darn truth. You need to have a protection on. You need to have a shield on, and whatever it is, whether it's smudging, whether it's putting on the shield of the armor of the Lord thy God Almighty, which I will not falter from, you have got to put the shield on because it's a vampy world out there. People are vamping and sucking and going every which way to try to find out how to get this, that, and what have you to get awake. And let me tell you, it's a hard job to be a master. It's a hard job to stay in the moment. It's a hard, constant, 24/7, 10,000 billion inklings of a moment that you have to stay right in your moment and stay evolved. You have to evolve yourself. No one else can do it for you. You have to find your own truth. You can listen to other people, places, and things, but inside yourself, what is it that is your passion? What is it that you're calling? What is it that is causing you to be who you are today? Do you look in the mirror and like what you see? Or do you see other people's stuff all over you? Because I tell you what, you cannot wake up and evolve and be a master by taking other people's stuff. Because I know I get mine from the Holy Spirit. I get mine directly from God, and it comes directly in. And I am hearing my stuff spread all over this internet, universal world wide web, in books and everywhere, in the secret stuff that only God spoke to me. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, I'm going to spank some people out there because it is not nice to do that. Thank God I know how to shield. But let me tell you a little story. I was with one person as we were evolving and becoming masters, so much so that we did not have a shield from each other. And when I closed off from that person, you can ask my daughter, you can ask my family, my entire seal of the top of my crown chakra scabbed over and got a big sore on it because that's how in touch we were as evolving as masters together. You don't do that. It zaps and sucks you dry. People, spiritual people, listen. We've got a job to do on this universal world wide web. We've got to get people awake and we've got to do it right. You can't half-ass do it. You got to do it with gumption and morale, just like you're a soldier, just like you're carrying your own gun. You don't go and grab somebody else's gun to shoot the enemy. You don't go around and grab somebody else's clothes and put them on and pretend like you're them. You put on your own clothes. You put on your own identity. You put on your own self. You put on your own situation, and you wear it, and you wear it with pride no matter what comes your way. It's dangerous business, man, I'm telling you, to be a light worker, but I tell you what, it's worth every bit of the work that you place in it, because what happens is the shadows start dissolving. But there's wannabes. The wannabes will always be out there, always vamping you, always sucking you dry, except for if you don't shield. Now, remember, you shield. Let's talk about grounding. Let's go to step number one, people that want to be awake and evolved. Grounding. There's the ground, there's the foundation of the earth, right? Then there's the foundation of your home. Then there's the foundation of what's in the home. There's the foundation of your body. Your feet have to stay planted on the ground and your head up and looking out not down and out, because the enemy could always want you looking down and out. But if you look up and out, you always see the brightest light as Pathfinder's way. So, with that said, I'm sure one size fits all, because it seems to me that it's coming in every way, shape, and form back at me with what I said out there. And, you know, I'm shutting my links down tomorrow, so everybody better grab what they can, because my links have been tampered with. There's over 500,000 links in the Bright Lights Pathfinder's Kathy Cook, Cassie Hill name, and they've got little fonts in it. They've got skipped spaces in them. They've got little curly wiggledy doos in them. I don't know what all's in them, but they've got it all in there. And that's where I looked it up, found out that that's where people have tagged it to using their own and say it's their own stuff. But they don't know that I, as you can ask the Master Butterfly himself, I email to 20 billion people what I've written, so that I've got it documented on documentation in a timestamp. Because that's just the way I've done it. I always have done it, and I CD it. And I also write it down on paper, and the paper's authentic, and you can check that out any kind of way you want. So with that said, another thing is, well, let me just ask you this. Who's individual? I know one of my nicks is individualized, because I am individual. I like my skin, I like who I am, and I like what I do. But I don't like copycats, especially the ones that go around riding in a horse that say, look at that cat in that tall horse. You know, there's just so many times that I just go, oh, my God. But I'm going to read from my journal for a minute. Let's see here. Who's your head teacher? What grade are you in this life? Are you really awake or are you asleep? Wishes and wants are games you dream. All are things your mind has seen. If you want good dreams to last, remember you're the part of the pleasant past. Not the people in the dream, but you are. You have to wake yourself up, not with one of those ring alarms that wake you up like that and jolt you to death, by going around to psychic to psychic to psychic to psychic to psychic to wannabe psychic to wannabe psychic. I am so sick and tired of hearing people say they're psychic. My gosh, it's the same thing over and over. Hello, you're on the air.
Kathy, are you doing readings?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, swell. Are you doing readings?
Right now I'm doing a lecture teaching. What would you like to do? I can read you if you want.
All right. Well, or else I can call back another time. You know, whatever's good for you.
Well, it seems that a lot of situations are going on right now, and that it's kind of like, you're looking for the right way to go and right way to be steered, and you need to check the credentials of who you get your information from, and and also that you are a light worker, but you are also contemplating on which way to go with your light working.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I see the color gray around you. I see that you have something heavy on your heart that you want to speak about and that you want to know about, but you don't want to feed me into it. And I also see that there's bright horizons at the end. I see a rainbow. I see that you can ride that rainbow any way, shape, and form you want it to by just changing your split second this moment with all the attitude that you can comprehend, because it's 99% attitude and it's 1%. You know, the other person. If I put out there what I want, then I'm going to get back that. And that's where a lot of your questions are. Also, you've been praying for something or someone to give you a message of that you're on the right track and on the right path. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely you are.
Okay. So what you're wanting to do is find a home. Find the home that belongs to you, and find the inside home as well as the outside and surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any questions you want to ask me?
Anyway, I guess to make my financial situation better.
Well, let me just give you a little hint. We have to be as flexible as we possibly can because material doesn't really matter. However, we have to survive, right?
Yeah.
We do have to survive. And you have a doubt in you. You have a, because you've been kicked down so many times with jobs and opportunities, but you know that you can do it. You've got it in you. You know who you are. You go in there. You put yourself together and you say, this is mine. And you hold on to it and you say, I know that this is my job. And you'll get that job. It's the doubt that comes back.
May I ask you one other thing?
Huh?
May I ask you one other thing?
Oh, you can ask me as many as you want.
Thanks. There's a man at work. All of a sudden, I think he might be interested, but I could be wrong. Is he interested?
Is who interested in what now?
There's a man at work. Is he romantically interested in me?
Did you make eye contact more than 30 seconds? Did you?
Oh, cool. Yeah, we have.
Okay. Does he keep looking at you first before you look at him?
I think so.
Or are you catching his glimpse when you look up?
I'm not, but the girls I work with are saying that.
Oh, hearsay. Well,
yeah.
That's what I'm on about tonight, is hearsay and other people's stuff. See, we've got to own our own stuff. We've got to look for our own selves. We've got to look out of our own eyes. We've got to feel our own feelings. We've got to know our own wants. We've got to know our own desires. And then we go for what we want. And that's how you get the person into your life, if they're right for you. It's meditation, which is listening to God, and prayer, which is talking to God. Send it out there. Pull it back in. Own it, and it'll be yours.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a great night. Thanks.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, habits. We have a lot of habits going on in the world, which evolve into squeezing things really, really tight. We have a way that we're not supposed to let our left side know what our right side's doing. But for some reason, we're all up in each other's messes. And if you waltz around, it's like the Hulk, okay? The Hulk can eat a rattlesnake in a snap heartbeat because it holds its wings out, it arches itself down, it moves around, and it distracts the rattlesnake that's sitting there so poised with his little rattler going. And then, boop, it just jumps on it and eats it and gobbles it right up. So, spread your wings, everybody. Spread them wide. Feel the air underneath your own wings. Don't allow other people to be who you are. Be your own identity. Be your own self. Own yourself. Don't look in the mirror of other people's mirrors and their reflections. Look in your own mirror. Ground yourself. Get boundaries. And remember who you are. Remember who you are. There's an inner child inside of each person. Each person has that individual inner child inside. And it's wanting to be held and loved and cuddled. It's not on the outside world. I'm telling you guys, it's on the inside heart. That's the safest, the most sacred place inside, outside, and all around. You know, the road to the enlightenment heavens is narrow. You have to know and want and be who you are. Can I help you on the air? I keep hearing a clink. Anyway, the other thing I want to talk about is making a contrast with yourself. What are you obsessing on? Write that down. What are you focusing on? Just one word. That's all you have to write is one word. You can make a little line in your paper. You can fold it, you know, and then open it up. Put pros and put cons. Pros, I like this about me. Con, I don't like this about me. Don't focus on another person causing you to feel that. They don't have the power. Only you have the power to cause you to feel any way, shape, and form. Nobody can make anybody pick up something off the floor or make anybody do anything. We make our own selves the victim. Just like I said 100,000 billion times, and it got put in a book, Secrets. Anyway, you're your own judge and juror. You're your own convictor. You're your own DA. You are on trial with your own self, and you place yourself in your own dungeon. The words have been changed a little bit, but it's the same thing that I've written since I was 8 years old, because that's how I look at it. I'm in an upside-down world, ripping it inside out. We're flipping it inside out and making it right side up. There's a lot of us out there, but there's a lot of wannabes. And I'm going to tell you, wannabe and do-a-bees are two different things. You got to do something about it. Your experience is your own choice. It is. No matter what the circumstances are, a circumstance is like a house that has its own home, and you're evolved around that circumstance in your experience. Now, experience this. There's six behaviors, okay? But the number one behavior we have is the doing behavior. What are you going to do about it? You going to headache it? You going to stomach ache it? You going to depress it? Or are you going to watch TV? You going to turn on the radio? You going to get on the internet and just play? Are you going to be productive? You going to write about it? You going to express it, but own it, because it's going to keep coming back and it's going to make you stand on your head if you don't pay attention to it. Because our subconscious mind routes those routes into our brains. When that first thought comes in, or when that person speaks anything to us, if we do not have that shield, it will latch onto you like a leech. Just drive you nuts, or like a mosquito bite itch. It's just like this. You get a splinter in your finger, okay? You don't get it all the way out, okay? But it's got to fester, doesn't it? Or else it'll get infected. So you push and you push and you push. Okay, let's put a Band-Aid on it. Let's say it's a big skin, bad sore. You put a Band-Aid on it. But it's got to get air, doesn't it? Or it'll get all oozy. You have to get out and get your own air. No one else can heal you for you. You have to heal yourself, but you have to go to the right people. Make sure you check credentials. Google the person on the net that you're talking to. Search their name. Yahoo it. Safari it. Foxfire it. AOL it. Whatever search engine you want. But check out credentials, people, before you get involved in other people's stuff. Because this is your life you're dealing with. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is for real. Now, I'm going to tell you something, another thing. Get yourself out there and get known. Let people know that you want help, you want to evolve, and you want to help them as well. However, keep that discernment going. It's just like a little black rope that you're walking down, like a tightrope in a circus. You got to keep that balance. You got to hold out your arms just right. You got to put one foot in front of the other. You can't just be looking down or looking around, because you'll bump into something. If you're looking up and out, then you have all the power in the world to know that you are somebody, that you know the balance, and that you know that you're going to have that next foot placed in a solid foundation. You use the perspectives of all the eyesights. You use all the feelings. You use all the senses, not just one or two. And everybody, quit trying to be somebody else that you're not. and quit blaming other people for your problems, because we own our own problems. Own yourself. Own who you are. If you have an idea and a concept and you want it, go for it. Mine's to give out freely to the universal world wide web, not to make a dime on it, because what was freely given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty, I freely give back out, because he shed his blood for me and he died and his body rose again, and that's when the resurrection started. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to be as great I am in me as I can. And I'm not trying to preach, because there's all kinds of religions and concepts out there, but they're all theology. They're all metaphysical, and they all evolve into one. Now, let me ask you this. Are you confused? Do you want me to give the World Wide Web a reading? Let me ask you this. One descriptive adjective. Shaking your head? Mm-mm-mm. You don't know? Okay. A blanket. Security. Like a security blanket. Something to hold on to. The mystery, I see. People are asking about the mystery. What is it? Where is God? Where is it materialized? Prove it. We're always trying to prove the mystery. That's why it's a mystery. We're supposed to solve it until we die. And if we don't, then we're walking around banging into like bumper cars instead of driving our car on the straight path. And let me ask you something else. While you're driving your car down the road, are you looking at the scenery, or are you paying attention to the way the streets go and where your destination's to be? Because detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Do you know the detour? Do you know how to get back onto the right street? Well, I'm putting you back on the right street. This is a wake-up call, everybody. And I'm jolting you awake, because it seems that you keep pushing the snooze and you're losing. So this is the way it's going to go. Everybody is bumping into everybody, bumping into everybody, bumping into everybody like bumper cars. It's becoming chaotic and crazy out there. And me being a spiritual worker for as long as I've been, and a light worker for as long as I've been, and a master of as much as I can possibly gain, and absorb as much knowledge as I can, applying it to wisdom each and every day of my life, I can say, I'm watching, I'm looking, and I don't want any part of it. I want to be a part of myself, but then I want to be a part of the whole picture. But I don't want to have other people's identity. I want to have my own. It's okay if everybody wants to take what I say and what I do and what I write and what I put out there and put it in something else. But give somebody some credit, for gosh sake. Don't own it for your own, because karma is actions to reactions. That's what karma is. Who wants that karma? Your actions to your reactions. You're going to get the reaction of the action that you were placed in with your karma. Now, we're going to go to another thing. Just say a little prayer. I've got to calm down. O merciful Father, who art in heaven, bless these weeks of 24/7. I pray the shield of protection you provide for me to keep me safe and evil-free. I pray to you to take over my will, in your guidance and understanding my thoughts you fulfill. Due to me turning my mind towards you, I feel such love and peace and care, and staying positive and calm in your direction, in my hearing, mind, soul, body, spirit. I just pray for your protection, everybody that's listening. I pray for you to have a shield around you. I pray to uplift each and every one of you to the highest light. I pray that each one of you touch each person with the most positive entities. And I pray that all the negative entities are transmutated into the Saint Germain's fire, the ultraviolet flame, and positively placed back out there. I pray that your wings just spread so far and wide and that you can feel them actually in your shoulder blades opening up. I pray that you will all feel yourself. Pinch yourself right now. Pinch yourself. Who's in the corner? Somebody's about to turn a corner, and somebody's about to start on a new path. You're welcome to call in. 877-876-5227. Because someone's on the edge, and they're wanting to know which way to go. I can feel it, and I know it, and I hear you. The number 13's evolving around as well. That means that there's 12 disciples in you, and you're the 13th one teaching them. That's what I get with the number 13 for you, whoever you are out there. The spirit of ghosts and entities and feelings like that. Because, you know, a spirit that's left on this earth just didn't have a destination, didn't know, and wasn't awakened enough to know where it wanted to go. And so when it passed away of the old body, which is the last enemy of death, a life is death, says Paul in Corinthians, is that when you feel a little bit of cold chill or you feel a little tingling, don't worry. Don't look so much into things. Take it at face value. It'll fall into place. How many of you guys remember finger painting? Didn't matter what you did with that finger paint, and it felt so good. It makes a masterpiece. There's no mistakes in your art of your life. None whatsoever. Your life, your art, and who you are is unique, standing in its own true set. Because I am me. I am all I'll ever want to be. I'm my shadows without a doubt. I'm backed with immeasurable clout. I'm all I say and want and do, just like you are, and you too. I am me, and you are you, uniquely packaged spiritually. Now, I want to ask you a question. Who's saying that there's trash to be picked up on the street? Somebody's not liking this too good because they've never heard me this way. No, that little piece of sweet dear Kathy has got the mother voice on, snapping too, because it's time for you and you and you to snap up, shape up, or ship out. Because you know what? This is the number one worldwide radio station in the universe. www.bbsradio.com, and the host and their guest and the call-ins are how we all learn. And Don Newsom and Doug Newsom, the owners of BBS Radio, put together a hard show, and Seth over there in engineering. I tell you what, they do a great job, and we are fortunate to have this World Wide Web radio show to be able to place things out there for you guys. But you've got to participate as well. There's host openings all over. There's openings wherever on the main page or page one, page two, station three, wherever there's an opening slot where it says open time slot. Give yourself a break. Call Don. Call Doug, call Seth, call the station, get the time slot, and put yourself out here on the internet for other people to learn from you and for you to learn from others. But get your own gig, your own unique gig. What's your passion? What's your passion? And also, name calling. There's a label, and there's a name calling. We have to call something by name. I learned that in the calling. You can't just say it's a tree. You've got to say it's an oak. You can't say it's a dog. You've got to say it's a wolf. You can't say it's this or that. You've got to name it. But a label is a different thing. That's an individual human being. The label that you place upon someone is the label that actually you're placing upon yourself. Because what we do, say, feel, how, act, and behave is what we're actually trying to accomplish ourselves. And with that said, I would like to know who is trying to not have waste, or who is having a problem with addiction, or who is having a problem with trying to evolve out of something like quitting cigarettes or quitting something in their life. Addictions, once you get those inside you, once you start the pattern, they're hard to break. Believe me, I know. I'm a chemically dependent adolescent counselor for a degree. I just couldn't take it because those kids hurt so bad I wanted to take them all home with me. But I learned a lot. I learned all about body language. I learned all about tones and pitches and voices. I learned how to read all that stuff without all those props and probes because it's all embedded in what you hyperly focus on and inside yourself, outsideward, is what you're going to gain the effects of. All we have to do is change our perceptions in life. How many of you remember, my captain, what was that movie called where they stood up on the desk? Robin Williams was in it. The Dead Poets Society, right? Step up on a desk. Step up on a table. Look around. Look at a new world. Pretend like you're an ant. Close your eyes and go into your third eye like I taught you last week. Adjust your rear view mirror and focus. Focus in on one single ant. If one single ant is harmed, I used to do this as a child, and I cried and cried and cried to my godfather, who's a pastor. I used to push on an ant that halfway hurt it to watch the army of ants come and pick it up. Now, that's some kind of something, isn't it? And I would regret hurting that ant because my heart is that tender. But I had to learn that so I could share it with you guys today. Because an army of ants take care of themselves. Birds stay take care of themselves. Each animal has their own den and take care of themselves. And they're respected by the territories of the other animals, except for when it's time to eat. Now, why are we supposed to be the most evolved animal on the face of this universe, but we do not respect other people's territory? We do not respect to help other people. We're too busy looking out for our own selves. That's like, what is that called, that laughing hyena? Don't they go around acting like that all the time? And be careful when you rebuke, loose, and bind any negativity. Defend it as far as the east is to the west from you so that it won't come back, but learn your lesson and tell your meditation, listen to your meditation, but tell God of your understanding what you have learned from that situation and be thankful, grateful, and humble for it. I tell you, we're only going. We've got 20 more minutes. If anybody wants to call in and get a reading out of one of my journals, my unique way of reading, because I can read out of my journals, you pick a color of a notebook, and then you pick a number. And I'll turn to that page, and I'll tell you exactly what you're feeling, thinking, and seeing, and doing. You know why? Because I've been there and done that already. But it's really a unique thing because it tells a person exactly how they're feeling. And if you ever want to go to my archive, my very first archive, that is December the 7th, 2007, or 2006, I don't remember. Anyway, whenever I started here, that's a perfect example of the way I read with my notebook. Now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a responsibility to take a commitment. That's your homework assignment. I want you to have a responsibility to make a commitment. A commitment to something. Something for yourself, not anybody else. Just yourself. Focus in on you. Look in the mirror. Strip down and look at yourself and say, God, I look good. Because you are all you've got. Everybody else isn't a cleaner. That's it in a nutshell. I have the Buzz Club, women who are strong, women who are special, and women who are strong. We have so many people in our club. I've got so many friends in my real life.
Hello,
I've got
sister.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, sister, you're on fire tonight.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I got my mother voice on.
Well, I love you, and I wanted to call in and say I love you. And, man, you are just fired up tonight.
How you like it, girl?
It's going pretty darn strong. You get that message out there.
You got anything to give out for a message, Medicine Walker?
No, you're doing pretty good tonight.
You need to give a message out there, girl. You called in.
Oh, I need to give a message out there, huh?
What have you learned today?
Well, what have I learned today?
What have you learned since January the 1st?
Well, I have learned that with faith and perseverance that I get validation upon validation upon validation.
Yeah.
I have learned that even in the moments when I didn't think it really mattered, it mattered to somebody.
It probably mattered the most, didn't it?
Yep, it did, and it made a difference to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Even the smallest little thing that you do sometimes affects somebody. I found out since January 1st that there are a lot of bears in this world that walk in my world. I have found that the elders talk in my head very loudly and have many things to tell me and get me to get to do and get me off my butt.
And that's the karma.
Yep.
That's where it started and evolved was the Native Americans.
And
actions to reactions.
It's just been a very positive push since my birthday. So
you think that I've jolted anybody hard this week? I know I jolted you a couple of times or two, just like you jolted my butt.
I think you have. Yes, I think you have. But it's been in a good way, and it's a positive way, and I'm doing a lot of work again and getting on the right track again and moving away, and that's what you told me to do, and that's what everybody else told me to do. But I also needed the time and space to do my grieving and do what I needed to do.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a while, have we?
No, we haven't. I had my birthday and that was it. And then on the 12th, it was get up and it's a new day and it's a new year and let's get this show on the road.
Isn't it the darn truth? That's what I'm trying to do tonight. I don't try. I know I'm doing it.
Yep,
I know I'm doing it.
Fast
get
and furious.
Get this show on the road.
Fast and furious.
Huh?
It's all fast and furious right now.
It is fast and furious, and if you don't grab on to your own self, you're going to forget who you are, and you're going to forget where you are, and you're right where you put yourself every time.
Yep, and there's a lot of things going to happen this year. There's a lot of big things going to happen this year. There's a lot of spiritual awakening going on this year, and there's going to be people looking for help and mentors and
exactly, and to make sure that you get a real mentor, and that is my whole message.
Yep.
Not a wannabe that'll just tell you what you want to hear.
Yep.
Or tell you some kind of something that they've heard from somebody else.
Yep, that's
where are they getting their information from? Where are all these psychics coming out of the woodwork?
I don't know. I really don't know. They're just...
I don't call myself a psychic.
No,
I call myself
I
never have.
The bad thing is, even if people have gifts, it's not something that's shared. People will find them and help them as needed, but to come out and say, I'm a psychic or I'm a healer or I'm this or that, it's kind of not
it's
good.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's just like
good.
Telling your animal totem's name.
Yeah.
For anybody to call it.
Yeah.
You aren't to give out that name.
No, it's not.
That's your animal totem. That's your spiritual animal totem. And when you have a spirit guide, that's your spirit guide.
Yep.
That's nobody else's business to know their name or what they're like or who they are.
Yep.
That's a personal relationship.
Yep.
And that's like spreading out in real life a marriage and saying, look at me, here's my windows wide open, watch.
Well, I think right now there's so many people that are out there that are looking for things, and there's people that are capitalizing on that because, you know,
they're hungry for themselves to be looked at.
Yep. Well, and then, you know, I think sometimes I think some of them start out very honestly, and I think they get caught up, and people around them kind of take over the show,
because,
for lack of a better term.
Exactly. Because they don't cleanse, they don't purify, they don't shield before they go to the next.
Yep.
So they brought that other entity in there.
Yep.
And you can't keep connecting all those electrical bolts. It's going to explode.
Yeah.
You're going to short circuit. I think of everybody like a wire, like a little teeny weeny 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 wire that connects to a person, you know? And they're all different multicolors.
Like
every
a string of
color.
Christmas lights blinking.
Yeah, huh?
Like a string of little Christmas lights, a little twinkler light.
Exactly. That's a perfect analogy, sister. That's a perfect analogy.
Yep.
And the more we touch a person's life, we get their light placed on our branches of our tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. And how bright is my light? Is it going to be as bright as I keep my side of the street clean, my heart pure? And just like walking in my book that you've heard so many times, Coming Out of the Forest, The Million Mile Journey. You know, Medicine Walker, Kimberly, it's just like when the id's born at 2 years old and you're told no for the first time and understand it, that ego's born, that's when you go into that forest.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn from the forest. You have to learn every little rock and every little pebble you pick up along the way is part of something that's in your baggage or is something that evolves that you have to place out in the creek beds, into the river beds that make the rapids that go into the other waters that flow, because we're ever-flowing, life-filled of water energy that just flows and flows and flows. And that's what makes the world go round. And we're on an island right now. That's all we are, is on an island. It's like, I think of things like this in an analogy. We're in the womb of Mother Earth, and we are in the sack getting birthed out of Mother Earth. Again, we've already been born once, but now we're inside the amniotic fluid that's feeding us and the navel cord. How are we nourishing ourselves to that inner child that's in us that's about to birth out to give a new beginning to other people, places, and things? Do you see my arrows off?
Yeah,
on fire! Pretty cool, aren't they?
You're on fire, woman.
My arrows that I got from the native, I think that's what's got me on fire, is I got my arrows back that I found back on in the Native American burial grounds behind my house. The arrowheads with the feathers, you know.
Those are awesome.
I tried to take a close-up picture for you and put it on your page.
Yeah, it's on my page. I love it. I look at them every day, or at least every day I get on. Well, you know what got me fired up? I'll tell you what got me fired up. I went on my birthday, and I got my symbol, and I got it put on my arm, and I greased that baby up, and, man, every day I look at that, and that tells me who I am and what I need to do.
And people don't have to get a tattoo. They can
label it. My own personal.
They can, yeah, and they can also. That is a great thing, though. Those hurt. God. But they can put little pages of little sticky notes on a mirror or in their pocketbook or in their pocket. That's a gratitude list. That's what's so lacking in a lot of people, is forgetting their gratitude list. That's the first thing I ever learned evolving, was what am I grateful for?
Well, that's why I did what I did, and because I do my artwork, it's a piece of my artwork that I did, and it shows where I've been, where I am, and where I'm going. And it's who I am. And that made me get that fire up under my fanny, and I'm It's time to
hit that fire. It's time to dump that fire.
Yep. I'm moving.
I'm tired of walking. I've already accomplished walking on the coals. Now it's time to jump off them and cool down. I've been sitting back, Walker, for how many years? Let it take me.
Yeah. I hear you.
Letting it go.
We have been through a little
bit. I'm my stuff again. I'm going to take it all down is what I'm going to do. Put it up a little at a time because I think it's overwhelming for people.
Well, I do sense that it's a sense of flattery because they do read it and they do are amazed by it, and you're very much loved, and you know what's going on, you know, and I reread some of the stuff.
But it all jumbled up inside. I appreciate those words.
Well, I reread some of the stuff you sent, and I get something different from it every time I read it, you know, and it really touches the spirit where it's supposed to, and there's reasons for it, you know.
Today was very deep. I don't send very much out there, except for when I want to document it. I send it to BBS Radio. I know. He said, Don said before he got me on the air, he goes, I'm going to get to all your emails, I promise. I was like, okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're read. The person is losing out that don't read them. The person's losing out because what I'm doing is I'm documenting a timestamp. And then I'm sending out that message to a certain person for a certain reason to talk to that certain heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in it to be spread to another person, to another person, to another person, that's like giving out a phone number.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody loves you. Everybody has your phone number then because everybody knows who you are.
Phone number 704-906-3704.
Everybody knows who you are.
Huh?
Everybody knows who you are.
Everybody knows who you are.
No,
I know. But it's weird, Walker. The past couple of months or so, I get a lot of privacy calls and privacy readings and privacy this and that, but they go, don't tell. Don't tell. You know what I'm like? Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you what. The train came to my station, and I got on board. And
Who I heard from today?
Yeah.
Guess who I heard from MySpace today?
Let's just have a little chat in here.
You know Britt Savage?
Yeah.
Okay, you know she was my boyfriend that I lived with right after my marriage, his best friend, and he did all of her jingles for Star Search, and she was the very first $100,000 winner on Star Search.
Mm-hmm.
And she did Just for the Fun of It, Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. And she did so many
foods
and everything. Well, anyway, I've got her reel-to-reels of when they made these things.
Yeah, right.
Because Ronnie was going to throw them away. And when we split up, I even took the bar of soap. I took everything that I brought in. And he said, here, take these two because I don't know where I'm going to be. And so now I talk to her, and her drummer, the drummer of the MOD, M-O-D,
mm-hmm.
was the drummer for Sting, for Beyonce, for the opening ceremony of the neighborhood inaugural ball. He was the drummer for Stevie Wonder. He was the drummer for them all. And I said, God, Britt, I knew Ronnie, we call him Froggy, or Bird, because he I don't want to give out his name because he's pretty famous, but anyway, knew that she would make it, and she is a huge Nashville singer.
Mm-hmm. She's wonderful.
Britt Savage. Everybody tune in to Britt Savage on MySpace.com and get a treat. But anyway, we wrote back and forth yesterday. I hadn't heard from her in ages, a coon's age. And it was just great to hear from her. She just got back from Washington. She says, I'm the little mod dot that's in the crowd. Yeah. So she's
doing
great.
There's some great stuff on music on MySpace. I really, Britt.
Well, I'm glad you connected to her. You need to give her a little note.
Yeah, I will. I'll send her something.
Give her a little note, you have? Give her a little note. Give her a little up.
Oh, I will. I'll get hold of her.
Yeah. And we have coming up on February the 12th, the famous John DeBoer, the flutist.
Yeah, I know. I'm really
He's coming up on
to...
the show.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give him a call. I want to say hi when he's on.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a book out, and his wife is doing well, and I'm just so proud of them all revolving around because they're doing their own thing. See, when you do your own thing, you get out there the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep.
Well, guess what?
What?
We're going on 3 minutes. Let's make a big energy ball.
Okay.
Okay, clap your hands together, everybody. Now bring your hands out just about a half a fraction of an inch. Now bring them back in. Now bring them back out. Clap again if you didn't get it. Clap. Now start making your hands feel like it's holding a little ball of yarn. And go around and around in the circle. Now place anything you can see in that energy ball that's in your heart and in your mind and in your thoughts and in your life and other people's lives. Prayer. I pray for a total awakening of peace and tranquility and everybody to connect together properly and not be the weakest link. I place that into the energy ball with unconditional liking, not love first, but liking something and someone first, because you have to be as childlike as you possibly can to make it, because the child always remembers and knows and sees all things, because it's not messed up with the people, places, and things along the way. It's still purity in its heart. What do you place in the energy ball, Madison Walker, Kimberly?
I'm placing all the children of the earth that they may grow strong and know what it is to be loved and connected with each other without prejudice.
Let's blow on it and swirl it around and toss it out into the universe. And with that, Madison Walker, would you like to close the show?
I would like to wish everybody, Creator, that you bring peace to their hearts and souls so that their life can be renewed to the path that they're meant to walk, and that they walk it with honor and walk it so that they remember Mother Earth and to treat each other as brothers and sisters.
And not envious and greed.
Oh.
I love you, sister.
Love you, too. You have
Thanks
a wonderful evening. And everybody, good night. Blessings.
And you're listening to www.bbsradio.com. Bright Lights, Pathfinder. Cabby Cook, over and out.